This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
A new report from ProPublica Illinois shows that child labor is not a thing of the past in America. Reporter Melissa Sanchez profiled a group of immigrant teenagers in Chicago's western suburbs. After a full day of school, the teens worked night shift at sometimes dangerous jobs in factories to send money to their families or pay debts. And Melissa joins us now to tell us more about what she found. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Would you please give us a quick overview of the teenagers you talked to for this story and how you actually found them?
I'd been hearing for the past year or so that there had been increasing numbers of Guatemalan workers appearing in assembly lines like all over the suburbs, and that among them were teenagers, very young teenagers. And I found a community in Bensonville, just west of Chicago, where there's hundreds of Guatemalan families, and among them dozens of teenagers, 13 and up, who work these overnight shifts in factories while going to school during the day.
And some of these jobs are pretty dangerous. Have any of the teens been injured?
Yeah, so in all, I got pretty significant interviews with 15 of the kids, and four of them told me that they had been injured. The main person I profile in the story, he had used a high-pressure washer to wash like machinery at a food processing facility, and the pressure from the hose is very strong, and he accidentally directed it toward his hand. The water cut through his rubber glove and cut through his skin, and he thought he could see the bone.
Your article does mention that a lot of these kids are getting jobs as temp workers. You know, what's legal for underage workers in Illinois, and how were the companies that you looked at able to kind of get around these rules?
So it's really complicated. There isn't like one bad guy who's, you know, recruiting all these children to work. Kids are coming in using fake IDs. So a 14-year-old boy might have an ID that says he's 24 and then presenting that at a temp agency office when applying for work. Now, whether the staff are there can look at the kid and see that they have the faces of a little boy, which is they all have the faces of little boys. They don't look like they're 24. I mean, they could be accepting what they're given and kind of, you know, like wink, wink, nod, nod, or they could not actually know how old these kids are. And the laws on how old you can be to work differ. This is mostly under federal labor law. So kids under 14 have very strict limitations. Kids who are 14 and 15 have more options available to them, but factory work is not permitted. You can't work like at a metal recycling facility. At 16 and 17, you can do more work, but there's still some jobs that are off limits because they're too hazardous for young bodies, like meatpacking. And for a lot of those younger age groups, there's very strict limits on what hours you can work. And the idea is you can't work overnight because your priority needs to be in education.
And Melissa, in talking to the teenagers, do they feel like there's a crime here?
Not at all. And that's sort of the complicated part of the story. They work because they want to work and they feel compelled to work. And they feel compelled to pay the debts that their families have back home and to send money home once they've paid off those debts. Their families are very poor, and so they're doing this out of their own free will. And they don't feel exploited. They're not asking to be rescued. So that makes it just really, I think, difficult for the rest of us as Americans who can't imagine our own children working these jobs, seeing that there's kids who are 13 and 14 doing these sometimes dangerous jobs because they want to.
Melissa Sanchez is a reporter with ProPublica Illinois. Melissa, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is WBEZ.